Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is the Queen of Atlanta. Excuse me, the First Lady of Atlanta Best Baseball and the Queen of Improv and a French fry connoisseur, Miss Allie Mack. And over there, still driving his girlfriend's car with a creepy wave, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. And we are the Morning Shift.
I got to give him credit. Dylan just got in my ear and goes, the P stands for PAT. So, well, yeah, there's that.
Apparently the P in Parker Romo's name doesn't.
Yeah. P stands for PAT today, unfortunately, man. I don't even know what to say, but it is what it is. We'll commiserate together.
Yeah, today we're going to be talking about that. It will be, you know, the number one topic of today. But, hey, it was daylight savings over the weekend, which means, guys, the clock in my car is correct again.
There you go. Wow. Once every now and then.
Yeah. You get a win every now and then.
Once every 6 months.
And I hit 100,000 miles this morning driving in.
Ooh. I'm over 172. Like, join, welcome to the club.
Dylan, did you get a new car this weekend?
I did not, but progress progress has been made. Progress has been made.
So you looked at cars, at least. That's the progress.
I didn't get one either. I went and looked, too. I didn't.
Slightly closer. We're slightly closer than looking. So
that a boy.
Yeah.
Offer on the table. Financing has been approved. Let's go.
You know, we're at a certain stage, but hopefully there will be an even bigger step made today.
I have a little insider information on this, and I'm very excited for you.
Allie Mack does have a little insider information.
There you go.
She's got the inside scoop.
She's excited, I believe her.
So what were you looking at this weekend, Mike?
Big 2,500 trucks.
Yeah, okay.
I mean,
okay.
It is what it is. Yeah, okay. I mean, I went and looked at a couple of them. Didn't really love the ones I was looking at, and I was like, you know what, man? Let's get Halloween out of the way.
Okay.
Let's get the Falcons game out of the way, and we'll get back at it next week. So here we are.
All right. Well, here is what's happened since we last got to chat on Friday. Trae Young is going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks after suffering a sprained MCL in his right knee. Not great, not terrible. Hawks did lose last night, though, to the Cavaliers 117-109. They play again tomorrow against the Magic at home. Pregame is at 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 8. Georgia beat Florida 24-20 in Jacksonville. Bulldogs did trail in the fourth quarter but rallied back for the third time this season. Georgia Tech, I'm sorry to say, lost their first game of the season on Saturday night as they gave up 583 yards to NC State. It was 48-36. And the Dodgers have won another World Series. They beat the Toronto Blue Jays in Game 7, 5-4.
Yeah, one of the better Game 7s in a long time. That was a really good game, I felt like.
I felt like that game was drunk. It was just nuts.
That's what made it great. That's what made it great. I mean, I watched pretty much the entire thing, and I was obviously not happy with who won. I was really pulling for the Blue Jays, but, I mean, you had a couple – the Dodgers made a couple of plays in that game that were phenomenal. The catch in the outfield, and I think it was in the eighth inning, maybe it was the ninth. I can't remember, but over the center fielder runs over Kike Hernandez,
Humbled
or whatever.
Him.
Well, and I'm not a big fan of Hernandez, but weirdo. Great play though, great play. And then was it Rojas? I think at second base that makes a throw home, and Will Smith's foot.
Oh my gosh!
Comes off the plate and it had to be the spike of his cleat. Got back on the home plate as he's. I mean, it was just that game was drunk. You're right. Was it Shane Bieber comes in and gives up the home run to Will Smith? And just
craziness, man.
Just dude, it was a hell of a game.
It was a hell of a series, honestly.
Absolutely nuts. And I swear, with the foot maneuver on home plate with Will Smith, I swear that was the baseball gods. Just being like, no, you will win this.
Yeah.
Because that would have changed everything.
That's the game, right? I think you're right. You're so right. It was basically, believe it or not, in a tie game, that was a game-changing moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I did watch a little bit of that on Saturday. College football slate was absolutely insane. You mentioned Georgia Tech losing. That defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. Blake Gideon's defense was really struggling. Haynes King was unreal, but Georgia Tech's defense could not get it done. Bad weekend for the ACC, man. Miami goes down. You have to really wonder if it's even possible for them to get two teams in at this point. It probably might just be the champion, depending on what Georgia Tech does. If Georgia Tech's beats Georgia and it's not the champion, that conversation's there, but we'll see what happens with all that. But bad weekend for the ACC as a whole, man. That league's starting to get a little bit watered down.
I think it's just the league is kind of being showcased for what it really is. Finally, after the season goes on. I think Georgia Tech has to win out to make the college football playoff now. They have to beat Georgia to get in the playoff. I mean, I guess they could win the ACC title game if they make it there and be in with two losses, but the Georgia game becomes that much bigger now to me.
I'd be curious, we've kind of tossed this around a little bit, and I do think the Georgia Tech's good enough, specifically on offense, to win the next few games. But it would be a curious conversation if Georgia Tech were to beat Georgia and lose the ACC title game to whoever they're playing. I think that would be an interesting conversation to have, right? You'd be dealing with, what would the record be at that point?
Well, you'd be 10-2. I believe, or 11-2.
11-2. Right, you'd be 11-2 at that point. It'd be hard to kind of keep them out in that situation, specifically with the loss in a championship game. But that's neither here nor there. They need to figure out some things defensively to kind of get back on track. And we'll have that conversation throughout the day today about a lot of these college football games.
The other game, of course, that we've already talked a little bit about that we are going to be focusing on today is the Falcons against the Patriots yesterday. They lost 24-23. We are going to open up the phone lines, 404-726-0929. Get your feelings out. This will be another therapy session. However you're feeling today, we will accept your call. And we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of it. We've got audio from Raheem when he talked to Dave Archer after the game yesterday. But first thoughts, how are you guys feeling at this point?
I honestly didn't know how to feel. After the game yesterday, Grant and I hopped on post-game, and I'm sitting there going, did the offense play terribly? Not really. Mm-hmm. Did I love the fact that Bijan didn't get a ton of yards? Not really, but he got 20 touches, got 8 catches along with his 12 carries. Did the defense play bad? Not really. It was just one of those games where I think everything you feel about this game is because of the prior 2 weeks and not specifically this game. If you had not looked so bad the last couple of weeks, you probably don't feel that bad about losing on an extra point to one of the best teams in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
all of that stacked on top of one another, you're like, dude, this sucks.
And everything I'm reading is coaching sucks. Coaching. And I understand. I think what you just said is it. That's the sentiment right there, is that the last 2 weeks are controlling your thoughts. You made adjustments in this game. Your defense was absolutely on fire from the last possession of the real last possession of the second quarter by them until the end of the game. You allowed 3 points in that span. You go look at offensively, it was very sluggish and just bad to start the game, but you kind of did round into form. I thought midway through the second quarter that you needed to get Bijan more touches. It just wasn't enough, but they had a game plan, and they stuck with it. And it came around. And there was some plays that Michael Penix made as the game progressed that I kind of felt good about, because the last six quarters until the – I'll put it this way. Until the start of the third quarter, the last six quarters of Michael Penix football had me not feeling very good about him and where we were. And he seemed to really kind of lock in. He found his legs again and realized he could use that. I thought he played a little bit quicker with his throws. And Drake London is him. So
Drake London – Bijan Robinson might be the best player in the NFL, according to Raheem, but Drake London is the best player on our team. Like, Drake London's the best player on our team. Like, the catches he made in his first three touchdown performance, it just complete insanity when you add up all the context of when they were happening and the, you know, 12 seconds left and all this other kind of stuff going on. Just insane. Insane the plays he was able to make yesterday. And that's why, you know, we've talked so much about Zach Robinson, and that conversation will continue to be ongoing. I struggle because Drake London got put up to bat so many times, and that's what should happen. But also, it's like, man, how many times is he going to be able to make miraculous play after miraculous play after miraculous play and kind of dig this team out of a hole?
Here's the problem for me. The big 40-yard catch was you're obviously going to get the first down no matter what, but to go up and to not quit on that play and to go up and make that catch, that was Julio Jones-esque as far as jump ball stuff. He proved yesterday he's the best jump ball player in the league, 50-50 ball, whatever you want to call it. But the other touchdown catches, like, they seem miraculous because we don't feel like we've seen them in a while. The fourth down touchdown catch was unreal. I'm just going to get unreal.
Unreal.
But the other two were Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Mike Evans plays that we see a lot. We see kind of routinely made by the best five receivers in the league. I think what you got to get to is say that was Drake London telling the country, the world, the league, whoever the hell you want to label it as, I'm one of those guys. Because they were great catches, but also they were perfectly placed balls where only one guy could go get it, and that guy went, right? So The first two I don't feel like were necessarily miraculous. They were great catches, don't get me wrong, but they were exactly what you needed to be. The 40-yard catch and the one-handed fourth down catch, holy hell. And
insane.
But Bijan Robinson's too. Bijan Robinson made two catches on that same drive that were both one-handed.
Yeah, he had an insane day as well. And obviously we'll break into this. I want to talk at some point today at length about the third down percentage. Mm-hmm. It's just abysmal. And we got to get it right.
We've got 3 hours to talk about it, so we're going to cover it coming up. Like I mentioned, we've had a few hours to process this game. What went right? What went wrong? And we're taking your calls at 404-726-0929. It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We already know the outcome was not what we wanted. The Atlanta Falcons fell to the New England Patriots 24-23. Michael Penix Jr. found Drake London for 3 touchdowns. He completed 22 passes for 221 yards and 3 touchdowns. He also rushed twice for 19 yards, including a career long of 15 yards. Parker Romo, though, he's kind of getting all the attention today. He missed an extra point that could have tied the game. Let's hear from Raheem Morris during his interview with Dave Archer on yesterday's game.
You know, it never comes down to one singular thing. There's a couple of different situations in the game that you can win, that you can change that result. And we almost did it at the end. We got the ball back. We had a chance to go down and drive and either take the lead or have an opportunity to win that football game. And that's all you can ask from your football team. And they did everything I asked.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with them on that because they did do some incredible things. And obviously, when you look at some of the throws, some of the plays, some of the catches, some of the pass rush things that happened, you know, in the second half, and Bo, you and I talked about it in the pregame show. It's like this team's really good in the meat of the game in the second and third quarter. But I feel like those quarters are where, at the end of the second quarter and the third quarter, is where the Falcons actually put their foot in the dirt and was like, all right, you know, time for us to start getting things to click. And I think there was a number of things inside of this game that you look at. It's just hard to say, oh, the offense played bad because they didn't. The defense played bad because they didn't. There's just a lot of other counting stats and kind of things to kind of comb through to say this is not what is winning football. And I think that there's just a number of things to kind of break down in that aspect. But it's not really one thing. Like the last couple of weeks, you've looked at it and gone, our offense has been awful. Our defense can't stop the run. It's not exactly what it was against New England yesterday, and it's a frustrating kind of end result to that.
I remember Matt Bryant misses an extra point, I believe it was, in Arizona. It was either 18 or 19, one of his last couple of years. His last year was 19 with the Falcons. And reporters went over to his locker and you can hear the scuttlebutt, and they were asking him, you know, you cost the team the game. And Deion Jones was irate. But he wasn't irate at Matt Bryant. He was irate at the blame that the reporters were putting on him for saying he lost the game, which I think he's right. And Raheem said it. You just reiterated it. It's not what look, in the end of the day, that was the play that you didn't seemingly make that was a difference in the game. But there was a lot. Your defense was not very good for the first quarter and a half of the football game. They gave up 21 points in that span.
Yeah,
and then the rest of the game, you give up 3. Now, I credit the defense for really 7 because the Jalen Walker punch out, which
awesome.
Hell of a play. He gets there, and I'm not sure if he was actually punching, but he's going, and the way he throws his hands in, punches the ball. Drake May was very careless with the football when he was scrambling yesterday. He put the ball on the ground, 2 more times, I think?
Yeah.
And so there's that, but But that's a hell of a play. James Pierce with the accurate scoop. And give him credit, too, because he was – I think he thought he was gone. Nobody was going to catch him, but he had a good palm on the ball, and he was, like, reaching it forward. So if he fumbled, at least it wasn't, you know, going to go backwards. But you give him I do credit the defense there. But, look, it wasn't. There were times where, as good as you were defensively, you couldn't get off the field on third down. And it just kept your offense from getting the ball. They only ran the ball 16 times, but I do believe that the game plan was is that we've been out physical the last couple of weeks up front. We haven't ran the ball well. This is one of the best run defenses in the league. Let's get Penix going. Let's get this passing game going and then try to mix in the running game to kind of continue possessions going, right?
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And I think that as Grant and I were kind of combing through stats on the postgame show yesterday, it's like, what stats can we point to that kind of, you know, led us to this result? 1 of 10 on third down for the Falcons offense, 8 of 12 for the Patriots offense. And really, that's what it all boils down to. We can go to time of possession. We can go to all these other stats. That's what really lost you the game. You could not convert on third down. And as long as we've been doing this show, that's been an issue for this Falcons offense. It hasn't really mattered. All right, it was an Arthur Smith problem, and now it's become a Zach Robinson problem where we're kind of just getting there and going, dude, why are we so freaking bad on third down? How is it even possible?
What this offense has done poorly for years now is two things. Short yardage situations, brutal.
Awful.
The other thing is it feels a lot like we're always trying to convert third and six plus. And you're bad on first down.
Yeah.
And no one ever talks about it, but you're bad on first down. I don't care if it's a penalty. I don't care if it's a – that's the reason why when people say, our identity is the run game, why do we give up on it? Why do we give up on it? Guys, when you run for first down, when you run on first down and you get a yard or negative, you're now behind the eight ball. The other thing that we don't do a good job of is when we throw on first down, if it's not a completion, most people now come back to that and go and run the ball for 4 or 5 yards, try to get themselves back in a minute. We don't do a good job of that. There are flaws in some reason, and I don't know how to overcome them. You've said it before, we're a finesse team. Is that why we're bad on first down and bad on short yardage? I don't know. I can't answer that.
Well, there are a lot of feelings, obviously, from Falcons fans today. We're taking calls, 404-726-0929, and we do have Keaton from Atlanta on the line. What's going on, Keaton?
Yo.
Hey, man.
I just want to make two quick points. First of all, Mafia. So first of all, you know, the Falcons' PTSD is so real that while I was watching Georgia Tech play on Saturday night, I was watching the DBs give like 10, 15 yards of cushion, and all I could think about was Jimmy Lake's defense last year. My second point is, you know, the defense did their job. The defense did their job yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why I think a lot of the blame is still on coaching, because when you've got 5 first-round draft picks on offense and your defense gets 6 sacks, 2 turnovers, and you still lose by 1 point – we could all put the blame on the Parker Romo, but at the end of the day, it's a team sport. We all know that. We talk about that every week. I just want to see better for my team. It's so hard being an Atlanta sports fan. I love you guys. Y'all have a good day.
You ain't lying, man. I want to give this stat real quick because I wondered this aloud on the postgame show with Grant McCauley yesterday, and I was like, man, what are the odds that you can pull these stats and not win a game? And sure enough, Mike Conte, who is the statistical guru, if I've ever met one, walks in the door and goes, hey, I crunched the numbers on this.
Oh, wow.
Here's what he had to say. Teams that are +5 in sack margin, right? We got 6, they got 1. And +2 in the turnover margin, right? We caused 3, they caused 1. Since that team has not lost since 2016. Teams that have done that have not lost in 9 years. So take that for what it is. Huh. And over the course of NFL history, the teams that have done that have won 97% of the time.
Wow.
97% of the time. And that goes back to the whole conversation we're having today about, like, we're trying to diagnose what's wrong and we're trying to point to it. And it's like, you did a lot of things good. Drake London had 3 TDs. A crazy game. It was so nice to have Michael Penix back. at the end of the day, you didn't do enough to win the game, and it's mind-boggling that we're sitting here talking about it.
I would like to know what about the coaching yesterday people want to pinpoint the loss on. Like, what two or three decisions? Because, look, I'm not going to sit here and defend coaching or whatever, but it's all I ever hear. I never hear anything about, we didn't make this play when we needed to. We didn't make that play. We didn't get off the field on the final third down. Maybe it was a pick play. It looked like one. The David Sill, I don't know exactly. It's hard to exactly tell. My vantage point wasn't the best yesterday. I mean, we had a good spot, but we're almost too low.
Right. The seats are too good.
Yeah. You lost two offensive linemen and still were able to try to go down the field. But Dave, it appeared to me on that timeout where they burnt in the fourth quarter in the second half that David Sills lined up incorrectly, and that is why they had to burn the timeout. That's what Arch and I saw. Maybe it was they were late getting the play out too. I it was hard for me to say, but that's the deal. But at what point, like what specific, not going for it on 4th and 20 and punting? I don't blame Raheem at all for that, because now I don't know. There are not a lot of 4th and 20 calls. Your defense was playing out of their mind at that point. Punt it, try to get the ball back with enough time to go down and hopefully try to kick a field goal. I just want to know, like, there was a false start.
I'm with you.
There's a false start that put you. All right, let's go. Let's look at this, right? I want you to talk about this for me. You get the ball back. It's 24-23. Penix rolls, makes the throw to Drake. 20-something yard gain. Now it's 1st and 10 from their 47, I think.
Yeah, we were on their side of the field.
False start.
Yep.
Now you're back 5. They just outplay you on the screen to Bijan.
Yeah.
2nd down. Now the simulated clap or
did you
or,
hear it? I've gone back and looked for it. And I can't really find it.
I didn't hear it, but what I did see is Penix not call for the snap and the ball hit him in his chest.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Was it not? Were we not talking about a leg lift? Because to me, it looked like Penix was lifting his leg.
The leg lift, but
I don't know.
But was a leg lift to send a guy in motion?
I don't know, man.
Because I'm pretty sure it was a guy in motion.
I went back and looked for a clap after Raheem said that. And, of course, the cuts that I've been able to find up until now were very few and far between. And I'm like, is anybody clapping? I couldn't find anybody on the defense clapping.
You know what we need to go back and look for? The arm. The guard's arm go to Noodle.
Oh, he's looking at Penix.
So he's
it's Javon Gwynn.
Yeah, I know. He was in.
Javon Gwynn's looking back. He's looking at Penix. He never even moved.
So then he didn't call for it.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, like, what actually was calling for the snap? Was it clap, leg lift? So, was it the guard? I don't know which one it was.
Now, if your rebuttal to me is, well, it's clearly coaching because they should have been on the same. Okay. And look, I think coaching has lost you games this year. I'm not disputing that.
No, I'm the same way.
But at what point do we put some onus on the guys out there with not getting the job done in the execution moments?
Here's what I'll say, how I always fall back on coaching. And I'm with you. If you want to blame coaching yesterday, go ahead, because I'm not rescuing Raheem from this situation. But here's what I've always felt about coaching. It's not that bad things never happen. It's that they can't happen twice, right? Mm-hmm. That's how I always come back to coaching. It's like, Raheem's not going to foresee something like that happen. We put a backup guard in that's seen almost no snaps in the NFL, and he's turned around looking. You have a simulated clap. The ball's like all that. It can't happen again. That's my thing, and that's kind of where I sit on it right now. So we'll see how that all pans out. But, yeah, I'm with you. If you want to blame coaching yesterday, let us know exactly what it is, specifically in the game. Otherwise, we're just talking about broad strokes here.
Feel free to tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. We will also be taking some more calls later on. We'll pick it back up at 7. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Coming up, Georgia rallied again. And we've got my Mac drop, Justin Dean. Became a massive meme over the weekend as he refused to field a quote-unquote dead ball. We'll get into that. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan hanging out behind the glass. Coming up in my Mac drop, we will talk about some obscure rules that you might not know about, which are absolutely ridiculous and hilarious at the same time. That'll be coming up momentarily. Also want to remind you that each Wednesday night you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, Georgia beat Florida 24-20 in Jacksonville. The Bulldogs trailed in the fourth quarter but rallied back for the third time this season. I was 100% nervous watching this game.
Was it a catch, guys? Was it?
It was a catch.
It was absolutely not. Anybody with eyes could see it wasn't a catch.
Yeah, it wasn't a catch. That's what I mean. It wasn't
a
catch.
Well, which one? The one that Georgia, the Georgia player that the ball bounced off the turf and it was called a catch, or the Florida guy who clearly it bounced off his cradled arms and into his and in there and was called no catch? Here's the problem. No, it's the same as the fumble. It's the same as the fumble at Auburn. If it was called a catch on the field, it had been ruled a catch. The replay would have upheld it. It was called a trap on the field. Therefore, replay had nothing. There was no angle that you could tell to say it was or it wasn't. Anyone telling you definitively that it was or wasn't something is telling you their narrative. That's what they wanted it to be. No one knows.
I could not agree more, because here's how I saw this play happen, right? So I'm chasing my kid around the house. I walk into the room. There was something else. It was on mute or something. My kid muted the TV, so I'm looking at it going, I was like, oh, Florida made a big play. Oh, but it's under review. I was like, oh, okay, Florida made a big play. It's under review. And the next thing I see is it flash up and go, upheld. And I was like, yep, you couldn't overturn that either way. You know what I mean? But the whole time I was thinking they called it a Florida catch. And I was like, you know what? You couldn't have overturned that. It makes sense that it was upheld. And then all of a sudden the ball goes back to midfield, and I was like, oh, wow, they actually called it no catch.
No.
Makes sense. Couldn't have overturned it either way.
Yeah.
You saw it hit the ground.
No, you didn't.
You did see it hit the ground.
I'm completely with Ali on this. You saw it hit the ground.
I'm with Bo on this. I hate to tell you guys. I think there's some red glasses going on. You didn't see it hit the ground. You can make the determination if you want to that it hit the ground, but nobody saw it hit the ground.
You're reacting to the ball moving, but
exactly.
there is no defense. And look, I'm trying to tell you as a guy that sat there with the Georgia Auburn touchdown fumble, what it was, and tell you that there's not a person on earth that knows the real thing of what that was. It was a judgment call in the moment. You see the ball move. That's what you're reacting to. But you can't tell me if your life depended on it that you know that it wasn't bouncing off his forearms, because it sure as hell looks like it could have been. It also looks like it was bouncing off the ground. You don't know. Don't tell me you know something that you're lying about.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're going by what you want it to be. I wanted it to be a catch, but I cannot tell you definitively it was. That's why I'm not on Twitter arguing about it.
You guys know it pains me to side with Bo, but I don't think you could tell either way.
It pains me to admit that I don't know what it was, because I guess I want to be mad. We got screwed. No, I don't think we did. I don't know, because I don't know.
The only thing that makes me think it hit the ground is because when I first saw live action, it looked like to me that it hit the ground. And then also, the other little thing is that the way that it bounced, I don't think it bounces as hard as it did. And look, I'm getting in particulars here. To me, it doesn't bounce as hard as it did if it hits his forearm. There's not as much of a bounce if it hits his forearm.
You have no clue. That's the problem. You tell me that the ball's going to bounce harder off of a soft, mushy turfed after four quarters of being grinded up on than off of a rigid forearm muscle? You don't know.
Okay. Mushy and rigid. We're going too far, right? I was on your side.
That made me
going
too far.
But I will say, they never showed the live action angle again, where to me it was clear as day.
Yes.
They only went to the slow-mo, like close up, where it got a little muddy.
I'm Team Allie on this all the way. Me and Allie saw the same thing. That's literally
how they do replays. It's called slow-mo.
I was going to say.
No, I get that. But they didn't show the angle where the live action came from ever again.
No, they didn't.
Well, because they
could do that slow-mo on that too.
I think that was less. I think in their mind that was less definitive.
It wasn't. It was more.
Here's the problem. I'm sure it was Georgia.
This is so good.
I mean, okay. But here's the problem. I do side with the people that go, man, it'd be nice if the SEC had the inside or the thought process to go, hey, let's let the audience hear how we're dissecting this.
Mm-hmm.
Because the ACC does that, and it's very insightful for basically exactly what you end up knowing, which is that there wasn't enough. Whatever, when it's that close, whatever the call on the field is what they're going with.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't think it was decisive either way. Just as a guy in the middle, I think whatever the call would have been, that's what the call would have been.
It's the equivalent of brainstorm or green needle, basically. Whatever you want to see, whatever you want to hear.
Confirmation bias, that kind of thing. Yeah, I'm with you.
What was it, Yanny or Laurel?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
We know what you wanted to hear.
All right, Auburn has fired Hugh Freeze after 2+ seasons. He'll be owed $15.8 million.
I know I'm an Alabama guy. I am friends with a lot of Auburn people, though, and they were all like, see ya.
Yeah.
That's all, folks. Like, bye. It couldn't have gotten any worse than losing the way you did to Kentucky. Hugh Freeze is supposed to be an offensive guru, genius, whatever you want to call it. And for them to have the offensive output that they have had multiple times this year, just inexcusable. Really is. That's a good defensive unit. And they've got a lot of good players, but some of the things that you saw them put out on the field this year, he had to go. The only problem for me is that the hiring cycle right now, I don't know where Auburn fits into that. Are they a top four? I guess maybe top four job open, and I don't know where they turn. So that'll be interesting to see how they go through that process.
I don't know if they're top four, but all I'll tell you is they got as much money as anybody. That Yellowwood guy just keeps paying buyouts, does he? And you got the other guy, Bobby Lauder, down there as well, who isn't afraid to knife a coach in the back. You know, hypothetically, I guess, or not hypothetically, but – but the comment, because he's done that with what Bobby Petrino on the airplane years ago, it's not a top five job, But the reality is they have top five money.
I meant opening. Right,
well, that's
now.
What I'm saying. Yeah. I don't know if it is a top five. You got Florida, LSU, Penn State right off the bat.
So
or better.
Florida just automatically up there above Auburn.
Yeah. Yeah. Florida, LSU, and Penn State are all three right off the bat better. I'm sorry. I hate to break it to you. That's your lot in life. But, yeah, you're fourth at the very best right there behind those. And –
I don't know. I know we don't have time to really talk about this, but what is it that makes Florida that much better than Auburn? A genuine question. I'm not.
I think it's viewed. Look, coaches still worry about recruiting. You're not necessarily in the state of Alabama. You're automatically number two when you're Auburn. Automatically, in the state of Florida, you can make an argument that you're not automatically number two. It's really a rotational cycle. It's a bigger state. It's easier to get. It's a better state to recruit. I know the recruiting is going nationally, and I do believe that there is more patience at the University of Florida with the head coaching job than Auburn. Gus Malzahn ran the hell out of Auburn.
Yeah, but he was there. How long was he there?
4 or 5 years, I think.
I mean. I don't know, dude. It's hard for me to look at Florida and say they're patient with their head coach.
Well,
Billy Napier obviously got an extra year.
They
but
look a lot more.
Run through
they
a
look
lot
a
of
lot
here
more.
In the last
they look
years.
A lot more patient than Auburn, and they have a lot more talent already on the roster that you can retain right now.
All right. I didn't have taken up for Auburn on my bingo card today.
It is quite random for you. So there was a lot of noise made about Game 6 of the World Series between the Dodgers and Blue Jays. Dodgers were facing elimination. Addison Barger was up for the Blue Jays, hit a ball that got stuck in the center field wall. Justin Dean threw up his hands. He's like, I'm not fielding it. It's a dead ball.
Yeah.
It was ruled a dead ball, even though Justin clearly could have just grabbed it.
Mm.
It was just right there.
Yeah.
Could it have changed the outcome of the World Series? Maybe. But in lieu of that, I decided to find some obscure professional sports rules.
Can't wait.
That we might not know about, and maybe we should be aware of in case it happens in the future, because that dead ball thing was new to me.
I love it. I love it. I used to live for things like rules like this, telling you.
I'm curious if I have found any that you don't know about.
Okay.
So, okay. Right. In the NFL, the fair catch kick. Do you know what this is?
By the way, I think you can fair catch it inside the five. Hold on a second. Are you talking about the fair catch free kick thing where you can kick the field goal?
Yeah, if a team makes a fair catch from a kickoff or punt, they can attempt a free kick field goal.
Yes. I've actually seen this done in real life before.
At the end of a half before, remember?
Yeah, I saw it done in a high school game
too. Last year? Was that last year that happened?
Yeah, maybe.
It might have been Dallas with that kicker.
It is a very obscure rule.
Very obscure. There's also a snap through the quarterback's legs. Do you know about this? If the center snaps the ball and it goes between the quarterback's legs, then the quarterback must be the next player to touch the ball. If anyone else touches it first, it is ruled a false start.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like this has to be a recent rule. Somebody like decided to line the quarterback under center, and then he just stood up and got his.
I feel like it's kind of like a rule that, you know, how like cities will have these random laws on the books, and you're like, it's like from 1820. Dude,
there's a law in Alabama where you can't put an ice cream cone in your back pocket.
Yeah. Yeah. So see, I believe that was probably brought up with some mom that was ill or a kid, and it's like, But yeah, I think that's an old one.
It's oddly specific. In Major League Baseball, if a pitch lodges in an umpire or catcher's mask, then you get one base. The runner gets one base.
Stop it.
Yeah. It just gets stuck right there. How terrifying would that be, too, though?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Okay, there's also a rule in the NFL. It's called the Palpably Unfair Act. Have you ever heard this? This one is so crazy to me.
I have never heard of this.
This is a catch-all rule in the NFL that allows the officials to award a score or other fair remedy if a player or substitute shall not interfere with the play by any act which is palpably unfair. Meaning, if something extraordinarily unfair happens, the ref can be like, Here's points for you.
I know what he's about to bring up, and you're going to make yourself a target, but go ahead.
I know, yes, but I got to bring it up because we saw it. The thing that happened with the Eagles, you're and make, who were they playing with the
–
Commanders, when they tried to, like, jump over a couple of times with tush-push, and the refs ended up just awarding them the touchdown or whatever?
Yeah, they were going to if they did it again.
They threw penalties. Well, what about – nah, I want to go to the Eagles tush-push conversation.
I was going to say, dude, you make yourself a target. This is the first thing that popped into my mind.
See, wait, so I'm not sorry. See, we all remembered it. It wasn't just me.
You know, it's unfair is having a one play that's refereed different than every other play in the,
don't get me started,
in the history
man.
Of the league, and only one team benefiting from it. That's, you know, like when Jalen Hurts dove forward and was reaching the ball out for more yardage and it was knocked away, and they said, "Oh no, forward progress stopped." Sorry.
I have one last one. This is my favorite one. Just to picture the former Braves manager doing this. It is Rule 4.07. In Major League Baseball, ejected managers or players can go back and watch the game in the stands, but they need to change into street clothes.
Are you serious?
That's wild.
That is wild.
Can you picture never do that. Snicker sitting there?
I mean, we saw the Bobby Valentine put the mustache on.
Yeah, but he was in the dugout.
I know, all those years ago, but he was in the dugout and he didn't change.
What I love,
he just tried to blend in.
What I love is sometimes when guys get ejected, and Bobby Cox was notorious for this, the TV camera will pine into the dugout and you can see down to the clubhouse and he's like sitting right there. And you could see him talking. Like, do this, do that.
Well, those are some of the obscure rules. So if you see the next Braves manager in the stands after being ejected, that is why. Coming up, Falcons have lost the last three games. What changes need to happen, or what do they need to work on before heading to Germany? That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.